What I'd like to do is close and talk to you a little bit about this expression that you've probably heard, treating it like a business. Okay? When you're treating it like a business, here's the greatest challenge that I see. About 80% of the people that get involved with us have never been in business for themselves before. They've been employees. And employee mentality is what? You got to show up on time, you punch the clock, you follow instructions, you do what you're told, you know, and then you get paid. And you're getting paid for showing up. You're getting paid for the time. In a business, you don't get paid for showing up. You get paid for creating results. You know, it's very, very different. When I started the health food business, I remember this. My first day in that business, we invited all of our family and friends, and I grossed $500 that day. My dad came, my mom came, my wife's dad came, mom came, our cousins came, our friends came. People bought brown rice. People bought stuff I'm sure they never used again, okay? That second day, that was a Sunday afternoon, that second day, Monday, I made $22. Okay, gross sales for the whole day, $22. The third day, it was $24. The only good news was it was going in the right direction. Okay, now in that situation, when did I get paid? In that situation, I only got paid after the rent was paid, the utilities were paid, we bought new supplies, we fixed the refrigerators. You know, I was responsible for everything. And when you're starting this new business, the great news is it's easy to get involved in our business. The price of entry is low enough that just about anybody can afford to do it. But the bad news is that most people don't treat it like a business because they're not used to being in business. Real, real simple. I think it was an advantage Steve and I had. We both had run businesses before, you know, and so some of the things that we had learned already did help us out when we got started here, and we treated it like a business. So treating it like a business, you're really, you know, and you're the business owner, the buck stops here. And that's once again with that attitude, if it's to be, it's up to me. So if you decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to get good at this, then you've got to get good at the fundamentals. You got to get good at the whole getting started process. You got to get good at helping other people get started. But even beyond that, you've got to get really become a person who understands the dynamics of having a good, positive mental attitude, and you've got to protect that attitude. The way you protect that attitude is you hang around with the people who are going in that direction. You really, you know, in the very beginning of your business, maybe for the first month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, you might have to disassociate with some of the people you've been hanging around with and hang out more with the people who are helping you build your business. So with that, so just a few tips about getting started, how important it is. You've got to have your attitude in place. You got to focus on results. And you've got to then also learn how to plug into the systems that your upline people have put together for you. We'll talk more about that later. Catch you then.